assist the client to develop SMART goals. SMART stands for specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and timely. Here, we review each part of this powerful process for setting goals. The counselor can work with the client to go through this process for SMART goals. It is also an important process to teach the client to conduct on their own. While the following discussion includes some alternate names for some of these parts, the counselor can just pick one version and keep it simple. As for specific, specific includes the who, what, where, how, and in some versions the when. Being specific starts with goals being in the first person, I will dot or my goal. It is owned by the client and under their control. Specific also means a goal needs to be explicit. For example, I will set automatic transfers to move $50 from my checking to my savings account once per paycheck, as the check is deposited and will leave these funds in my savings account. This will help me meet my longer-term goal of increasing my emergency savings by $1,200 each year. Lock in these goals. The way they are written should leave no room for rationalizing that the goal was met if it was not. For the automatic transfers to savings example, a review of bank account records can prove if the goal is being met. And for measurable, measurable is one of the most important concepts in SMART goal setting. In making the goal measurable, it is no longer a moving target. Financial goals become measurable when they use specific monetary amounts, percentages, degrees, or numbers as a target. I will put 15% of each paycheck automatically into savings, or I will retire at 65 with an annual income of $60,000 or more per year. If a client says more or increase or other such words, get them to specify an attainable number. For goals that cannot be measured by numeric amounts, it may be helpful to clarify the conditions under which a new behavior can be seen. I will work with my partner on finances with an open mind by recognizing when I get defensive, or I will be honest with myself on my reasons for a purchase. For attainable, the goal is challenging but realistic. It should not be so hard to achieve that it sets the client up for failure. This can lead to abandoning the goal or not even starting it. It could also lead to abandoning financial counseling. If the goal has a cost, it must be financially feasible. It should be possible to make a financial plan to meet the goal. If achieving the goal requires time and hard work, the client must be willing and able to put in the necessary work, including change management efforts without facing unacceptable consequences, example not seeing family due to a second job. Refer to the timely area too. The horizon from when the goal is started to its deadline needs to be attainable for the client. R for relevant. Relevant means that the why or what do you really want has been considered. The why can relate to a life aspiration or any other way of understanding that this is a positive goal that inspires the client. Ensuring the goal is written in the client's words also helps a goal be relevant to the client. Plain language is important. If a goal lacks relevance, the client may repeatedly struggle to meet the goal or follow through on related tasks. Recall the case study of Brian, who wanted to spend less on gifts but never did so because part of him needed to be generous, thoughtful, and reciprocating. Note that some versions use realistic for the R in SMART, but realistic and attainable are very similar, while relevant speaks to the client's life aspirations. T for timely, when will the client start on the goal? When will the goal be complete? Is this time horizon attainable? In some versions, this goal is called time-based to refer to the need for a deadline. In other versions, specific includes the when. People tend not to forget it when it is part of the T, but either method works. Exhibit 1-9 shows an example of working with a client couple to make a general positive goal into a SMART goal. Disclaimer. The goals and action steps presented in the following example are for illustrative purposes only and may not suit all clients. Professionals should assess each client's full financial situation before applying similar strategies. Exhibit 1-9, transforming goals into SMART goals. For this home buying example, note how the counselor asks if those sacrifices will be worth it as part of the relevant discussion. Asking regularly about the client's continued focus on their goals helps keep the benefits of those new money choices at the top of their mind so that any effort they require will feel worth it. Note also that some goals in this example might need some additional smaller goals added depending on the client, such as determining what an affordable price range is for a given client or determining what steps are most important for improving a given client's credit score. Confirm client goals are relevant to them. Confirming goals are relevant is a particularly important step for some clients. This could be because the client is not there on their own accord. Example, an example of military personnel mandates to get financial counseling is addressed elsewhere. because a client's goals are actually life aspirations that are not actionable, or because a client has stated goals that are based on the expectations of society or of other persons in their life, rather than being something that truly motivates them. When the client is coming to financial counseling sessions wholly or partially because of external pressures, such as a loved one giving the person an ultimatum, finding goals that are relevant to the client can help them find a reason to get something out of that counseling. The client is attending but may feel that they are doing it to satisfy the other person or organization, not because it is a means to relieve their own financial stress. The first step in these cases is to ask the questions that prove to the client that the real focus of the session is on their needs, so they can see the process as something that will actually benefit them first. Other reasons for coming can become secondary. Another important time to clarify goal relevance is if a life aspiration is presented as a goal. Life aspirations are the broad dreams that give life meaning and fulfillment. A life aspiration is not a goal, but a passion. Unlike goals, life aspirations have no finish date. Therefore, they cannot be made sonority. Life aspirations can be concise and straightforward, such as being in good health, raising happy and safe children, being respected, or having meaningful friendships. Setting related goals is what helps a client live that lifestyle or work towards it. Financial counselors need to be careful when working with client aspirations, because when an aspiration is stated as a goal, it could easily just stay a dream that never gets any closer. If a client has a life aspiration that they are calling a goal, they may already be looking at it negatively as something they want but cannot attain. The counselor's role is to help the client set the smart goals necessary to make the dream a reality. With that said, a client will only put in hard work and take the difficult change journey of examining their beliefs, learning new habits, and so on if their goals speak to them. A client can only get what they want if they first know what they want and why they want it. The counselor can use interviewing skills to help determine if the client is interested in only exploring the relevance of the goals they came in with, or if they are also open to exploring their goals more generally. In either case, the counselor can use various methods to help clients identify their life aspirations relating to the chosen goals. This could be a productive interviewing session with empathic listening and reflection to help the client verbalize their life aspirations. The counselor could also use an activity or exercise to help the client brainstorm their life aspirations. Goals that further a life aspiration are effective goals that clients own. Example, a client, Pat, is encouraged to brainstorm on a life with no constraints, abundant health, abundant talent, abundant jobs, abundant money, and so on. With no constraints, what would Pat love to be or do? One thing that resonates with Pat is to have my child become a doctor. Getting insight into the motivation, example, to be a good parent, to lead by example, or to pass down good morals, behind the aspiration or goal could help the client see that there are other ways to fulfill the underlying desire. Perhaps the client's underlying desire is that their child grows up to be financially stable, not have to worry about money, and have an impact on the world and the family in a positive way. There may be other ways to accomplish this besides the child becoming a doctor. If the client can see this, they may be able to set some goals that are both relevant and attainable. A stated goal may also turn out to be contrary to a client's aspirations. A client may say, "I want to own a home," but further questions reveal a more honest reflection of their desires. "I want the respect of my parents and community and the closeness and connection that this would bring, and I think owning a home would give me these things." This person may not actually want all the tasks and costs involved in homeownership. They may like the flexibility of renting. Are there other ways to reach their aspirations? Regardless of how aspirations are revealed, saying them out loud or writing them down can be a powerful experience for a client. The next step is to review the client's stated goal against their aspirations, and if the client is willing, explore other goals that might further these aspirations. The counseling process can help clients who start with a broad dream or list of aspirations to arrive at one or more concrete SMART goals. Then the client can isolate specific tasks or behaviors that they will do to reach the goal. In general, this process of going from the vague and broad to the specific and attainable, and then to the behavior change level, reflects the challenging but rewarding work of being a financial counselor. Confirm client goals are attainable. Another area of SMART goals that often requires further counseling is in relation to the A in SMART, attainable. Unattainable goals are demotivating. Goals that are feasible or realistic can be motivating because the client will be able to envision their success. Realistic expectations are defined as understandable and achievable assumptions about outcomes, used in financial counseling to help set practical goals and avoid disappointment. The process of developing personal financial statements with a client is an important example of testing whether the client's goals are attainable within the client's desired time horizon. This is one reason to wait to create such statements with some clients until they have identified goals. A personal cash flow statement can help the financial counselor assess whether the client's income and expenses have enough wiggle room to save a little for their desired goal. Similarly, analysis of a client's credit scores, debt levels, related ratios, current retirement savings, and so on can be compared to the client's age, time until retirement, number of dependents, and so on to help determine attainability. Attainability also often requires clients to decide to do some difficult things, such as choosing the future over their present desires. This could mean living within a budget to pay down a student loan or saving some money every month for retirement. The client will be the ultimate decider of what they will and will not actually do, relative to where they are in their change journey. Part of that journey may require developing knowledge, skills, and abilities that will help them succeed. These can be goals of their own or perhaps enabling tasks. The counselor can assess the client's apparent readiness, and for changes that are still needed, they can remain patient and persistent, rolling with the client's resistance as is discussed elsewhere. Example, meet Erin. Erin arrives for her second counseling session excited and enthusiastic. She has been looking at homes for sale in her area, and with her 40th birthday a month away, she is more determined than ever to do whatever it takes to make her dream of homeownership come true. She will likely need to bring up her credit score before she will qualify for financing for a new home. Improving her credit score will probably take longer than a month. She may need help recalibrating her road to homeownership. Rather than viewing this as one big goal that is probably not attainable in the timeline that she is hoping for, the counselor could help her leave the counseling session with a vision of the steps to homeownership, each bringing her closer to her ultimate goal. Each step can be set up as a victory to be celebrated in its own right. Each small step will also be far more attainable. This way, on her 40th birthday, she will hopefully see her progress on her journey to having her own home instead of feeling dejected that she is not there yet, which could make her more likely to give up. If a client's goal seems unreachable to the counselor, rather than initially trying to get the client to abandon or downsize the goal, remember, client autonomy is to be respected. Try some other options instead. Perhaps assist the client in breaking down their goals into more manageable steps. The attainable steps will still lead them toward their goal. Another option to suggest is to set a more attainable time horizon. The client may also decide on their own to set more attainable goals after seeing the relative cost in money, time, and personal change effort.